Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. What do you think, 82-0?
Oh, man, Mickey. Mickey, we're getting so close. Our Stars only win. They only score every game. But
what do you mean only? Are going to have an amazing season.
When I say only, I mean like that is what they do.
Okay.
All right, this is how they are. They score five goals. Right. You have to catch up to them.
Mickey, I need you to go with me on this.
All right.
First of all, it's never going to happen. But don't you think the level of pressure on the Stars going into the playoffs would be almost unprecedented if they went 82-0-0.
I didn't consider that when I said it. I just thought I'd feed into your
philosophy.
I appreciate it. He says it's not possible.
It's not possible.
But there wouldn't be an 82-game schedule and it not be possible. Like, there is a very small possibility.
No.
A million to one.
He's still upset.
There's a chance
because he asked Bochy about it a while back, and Bochy was like, "That's never going to happen." And so I felt vindicated about that.
Not if everybody's doing the salary
They'll probably. We've just jinxed them. They'll lose the next game.
That would stink. So something that's interesting about sports, Mickey, is a lot of times you can make it a cause and effect that's probably not the real cause and effect. So, like, cause and effect, Jalen Cropper was waived, and in your mind, you can be like, because he really struggled on returns. But in reality, it's probably just because of the return of Turpin, and then obviously Mingo coming back, and they're probably going to look to get him back on the practice squad. Is that how you view it?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And, you know, I remember asking, so it was like, well, who's going to go back and catch punts? And I was told Cropper. And the next thing they told me was to fair catch.
Okay.
So I would say, oh, okay, I get it, right? You trust him to catch the ball. Their hope is put him back on the practice squad. We'll see what happens. But it was mostly for special teams purposes only. So, yeah, I think they needed to open up a spot that I think they feel confident. And we'll find out more today how much they can do. CeeDee Lamb and or Turpin should be ready to come back. Or at least be active, let's put it that way, not come back. And then, at least one of those guys coming off IR, Mingo or Kalen Carson, who may be closer to coming off. But we'll see, you know, just exactly what they need.
Yeah, and you're right about how things change as the week progresses. But, man, when we talked with Steven on Monday, he seemed pretty darn confident about Mingo and Carson.
Yeah, but you got to make room for him. Yeah. So, you know, that would be one spot. Now you got to figure out where the other one is.
How much, I know this might seem like an obvious question, especially since a couple of these players were all pro, but how much of a difference could it make for the Cowboys if, for example, let's just take the whole group, Lamb, Turpin, Booker, Mingo, and Carson were all ready to go for the Commanders?
Yeah, that would be huge, I think. And, you know, I think Booker's close also, just watching him do his rehab on the resistance cords. He was moving pretty well. So I think it's a matter of getting back into practice. And you know, at most they'll be limited today, I would think. Now, Wednesday's usually the padded day. We'll see if they do that, and if these guys can carry their pads and then be okay tomorrow to carry on, then I would think they have a better chance. I read, and I don't remember, I didn't write it down, somebody was doing, in the league, somebody was doing rehab on the cords, and the cord snapped.
That was Anthony Richardson.
Yeah,
Anthony
Hit him in the eye.
Yeah. That happened in pregame. So he was
like before the
game? Yes. And that was one of two players they had injured in the pregame. Another one of their players ran into another one of their players. I know that's weird.
Got a concussion.
And he got a concussion.
I remember that. Same team or somebody else?
Yeah, it was the Colts. And Anthony Richardson just went on injured reserve because of that resistant
cord
issue.
So the buckle hit him in the eye.
Yes, correct.
Ouch. But you know what? Those cords... I wonder if it was something different, because the cords I see these guys, you know, doing, the resistant cords, they're long. They're.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like almost, you know, 5 to 10 yards long.
I think this was more of a like.
You think it was like a band or something?
Okay, that is exactly what I think.
Okay, okay. Because I was going to say they don't hold that thing so taut that it would snap. Right?
Yeah, sharper comeback.
Right.
On that.
Anyway, I got you off course there.
How do you know that?
But I'm glad you had the answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, Corey.
There was. Back when Dan Quinn was here, I'm turning my attention to Washington now.
Let's do it.
Back when Dan Quinn was here, there were in McCarthy, and Schottenheimer was kind of a consultant at the time. They had some meetings where Schottenheimer would sit in with Dan Quinn's defense and talk about, he's even talked about this too, about how they would attack his defense and how to, you know, create ways to find holes. What kind of relationship do you remember those two kind of having, and how that might be an advantage to either one?
Yeah, I think it would be an advantage probably more so to Schottenheimer, because, you know, Dan's not going to change his philosophy or what he likes to do. But when Schottenheimer was here at as the consultant, and he was kind of a background guy. Yeah. I don't know that anybody took him seriously or, you know, I don't remember having a conversation with him ever when he was just a consultant. And it was interesting that he was concentrating on defense. So maybe he learned a thing or two that he could use now that he's the head coach. Because normally, when you have a head coach that's like predominantly one side of the ball, Schottenheimer is offense, you're at the mercy of your defensive coordinator.
Right.
Because you usually can't step over there and go, okay, let me help you fix this, right? And I learned that, you know, Jimmy's first year, 2 years, when he's kind of a defensive coach, so he was at the mercy of Dave Shula to run the offense. And it wasn't like he was able to go in there and fix things. Although I remember one night we were in the hospitality room. It was an away game. And somebody brought up about, well, yeah, but you don't coach offense. And Jimmy got out the cocktail napkin and started diagramming plays just to show he knew offense.
Hell, I don't.
I coach everything.
But again, they didn't turn around that defense or that offense until North Turner showed up in 91. So it kind of shows you when you're not just, you know, you could be a walk-around coach, but you probably have some sort of expertise on one side of the ball. You need the guy on the other side to be able to run that unit. And so So I think Schottenheimer learning some defense as an offensive coach his whole life probably was valuable to him that, you know, he was able to do that.
I know he put up another week of 11-plus tackles, Shamar James.
Yeah.
That is, I wanted to get your breakdown, because I know Schottenheimer had lots of great stuff to say about him, of the tackles. Because sometimes, at least in the past, I'm sure this happens with every NFL team, you get a tackle because, well, he's already run 7 to 8 yards and you were one of the last lines of defense. Do you get the sense, or have you seen Shamar James getting tackles that have been good field positional tackles, or is he having to make up for the mistakes of defensive line again and again?
Or maybe his mistake.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe right? his mistake. Mm-hmm. Fair. Very fair.
And so, yeah, I've seen some of them further down the field, but it's still a tackle, and he still has the athletic ability and the speed to maybe catch up from behind and make that tackle. And again, you don't know what his responsibilities are. I mean, intimately, right? You don't know what they're asking him to do, and then he's making a tackle maybe 5 yards down the field. Maybe that's not, you know, where he was supposed to be, and then he made tackles. I think he's very athletic. I think he's very instinctive. He just hasn't played a lot of football. He only played 3 years at Florida, all right? And you know, one of the reasons why he was a fifth-round draft choice,
right.
I believe, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, and now you've thrown him into the fire, and it was this idea of kind of easing him in, and then it's like, all right, big boy, you're in. You know, we need you on the field. So I think his athletic ability helps him with some of the – I mean, now it's, what, 17 tackles, then 11 tackles. It's pretty impressive for a young guy
for sure.
Who was inactive the first two or three games, right?
Yeah.
And then when he was active the first time, it was for special teams purposes. And then, oh, all right, you got to go in. We need some help on these five plays or something like that. So – I think he's got a pretty darn good future just because of his ability. And if you ever hold a conversation with him, he's pretty sharp.
Oh, okay. That is always a bonus for sure. We appreciate it very much. We'll have you back in your regular spot tomorrow.
See you then. Take care.
There you go. DallasCowboys.com. Mickey Spagnola right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.